Frank Knapp reached out to us earlier this week. He's the president and CEO of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. So we spoke with Frank a while back about the emergence of these data centers across our state and how some of the power companies essentially are trying to pass the cost of constructing these centers onto you, the utility rate payer. And we'll maybe touch on that in just a moment, but as we continue to see the emergence of artificial intelligence, there have been calls for states to come down with regulations on how to get a handle on this ever-growing technology that we're all learning to work with and deal with day-to-day, what that means for small business across South Carolina. Frank is going to tell us here in just a few minutes. Frank, it's great to hear your voice once again. I hope all is well this morning.
Good morning. Yes, it's a beautiful day here in Columbia, South Carolina.
Hey, tell me, Frank, if memory serves me right, you came on a few months back to talk about those data centers, the need to increase energy use here in our state, but how some of these energy and utility companies are essentially passing it on to you and me.
Well, that's exactly what's happening. Back in September of last year, the utility executives were testifying to the Senate's Special Committee on Energy here in South Carolina, and they basically admitted that over 65% of all new energy generation needs are driven by data centers. And the way this typically works is you build new energy generation, a gas plant in Dominion or Duke Energy territory or with Sandy Cooper, that's typically spread around to all the consumers. And I don't think that consumers want to be subsidizing the profits of Google and Meta.
And with that said, I know there's been a lot of talk at the legislature, right, to increase capacity when it comes to energy. With the legislative session getting ready to kick off and resume come Monday, Tuesday of next week, do you feel like there will be some movement and talk on that further throughout the next several months?
Absolutely. In fact, we expect that there will be a bill introduced in the Senate on the first day of session to address the data center issue and to require them to pay for all new generation and transmission lines that they require.
Again, we're talking with Frank Knapp with the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. He's president and CEO of this organization. All right, tell me about artificial intelligence regulation as this legislative session approaches. We just mentioned, we'll get an update, by the way, from Nick Reynolds with the Post and Courier tomorrow, kind of give us a preview of some of the hot topics that lawmakers will have on the forefront of their minds when they return to Columbia. But artificial intelligence, we know this is new technology. Everyone is going to have to work through it just the way we did with smartphones and the emergence of social media and all these other platforms that have become household use these days. Where do you see this going here in the not-so-distant future?
Well, look, we all hope that artificial intelligence lives up to its promise of what we've been promised. We've been promised to improve our health care, to find cures for diseases, to make energy more efficient, improve education. Those are the good things that we all hope will happen. Unfortunately, the bad things that are associated with artificial intelligence and social media are already here, and they're causing harm to children. Children are going to these chat boxes. This is artificial intelligence-generated communication with children, interacting with them, and often grooming them for sexual exploitation, often encouraging them to commit suicide. Same thing with adults with some emotional issues. They're using chat boxes for emotional support, for counseling. And there is examples of that turning into basically suicide and crime also. That's an extreme example of what can happen with AI. And the states, it's up to the states to regulate these social media companies, the big tech companies, saying that they ought to be responsible for the damage it has done to citizens by them using their products. And this is serious. Congress is not going to do it. It's up to the states. And almost every state in this country has AI regulation on the plate. Some have already passed it. Texas, big red state, passed a significant regulatory entity on AI, artificial intelligence. So it's up to the states to do it. their basic need to protect our citizens.
As you mentioned, some 47 states currently have bills to manage AI use within the healthcare space. When it comes to social media and privacy and security there, you're in a bit of a disagreement, though. As you mentioned, Congress probably not going to do much about this, but even President Trump has issued an executive order trying to prevent states from regulating AI. So what's going to come of this at a little bit of a discourse here with the commander-in-chief?
Well, the president does tend to listen to his big tech friends. And he has that executive order. We don't think it's constitutional. It's probably going to go to court. But this is also a states' rights issue. I don't think we want to have federal government telling states how they can regulate things that are in their state. You have Meta and the other folks, Facebook, in court this week. In the federal court this week, there are lawsuits brought saying that the social media platforms were designed to be addictive to young people. And those lawsuits are there. They went to federal appeals court to block them. And you know what the folks in the big tech industry said to the judge? They said that they are not to be held liable for any negative things that happen when people use their products, that they want to be completely immune to any type of civil or criminal lawsuit. We don't do that with any type of business when they make something. If a car goes, something's wrong with a car and it hurts a driver or pedestrian, Ford or whoever is held responsible. Not these AI companies. They said they want complete immunity.
Well, I guess, Frank, outside of the pharmaceutical companies too, right? And the COVID vaccine.
absolutely. If there is anything that you can show that somebody has made for the public to use and they use it, and there's something bad that happens, well, they should be held accountable for that. These AI companies, man, they don't want to be accountable for anything. They just want to make money. This is all about making money for them.
Well, doesn't it go to show, and as you represent, of course, small business around the state as the president and CEO of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce, it just goes to show once again how the little guy is often left to fend for themselves, all while these big conglomerates are able to lobby with millions and billions of dollars up in Washington, D.C. to steer the conversation to where they want it to go.
Absolutely. There's not an even playing field here. If you got that kind of money, you buy influence, and they're buying influence in Congress. And that's why Congress can't do anything to pass good artificial intelligence regulations, because they are all obligated to all this big, like you said, billions of dollars that the tech companies have to spend on campaigns. Small business just can't do that. We are trying to represent our own small business owners and our customers to protect them from the bad things that are happening right now with artificial intelligence.
Hey, Frank, as we get ready to let you go, and obviously with an eye on small business, real quick, just to circle back to the conversation about data centers, the need to increase energy capacity. I mean, what's the point if you're a small business owner or just even a property owner, a homeowner? Why go buy these energy efficient appliances, these LED lights that may save you a few pennies on the dollar when push comes to shove, if these power companies are just going to pass the cost on to you when it comes to data centers or any other big capital projects that they have? What's the purpose of all this then?
Well, you're absolutely right. And people want to save money. They don't want to use energy they don't have to use because they have to pay for it. So they do all these things. And all of our appliances now are more energy efficient. And that's why when you hear the utility companies or anybody trying to justify new energy generation like gas plants, and they say, it's because citizenry is growing. We have more citizens. That's not what's driving this. Even utilities executives themselves admit it is the data centers that is going to be driving the need for more energy generation. So, yes, we all should try to be more efficient with our use of energy. But you're right. If the data centers simply come along and utility companies want to build a big gas plant to supply the power to it, we should not be paying for that. They are making money hand over fist. Let them pay for any new generation and the transmission lines that they need let them pay. Quit making residential customers and small business customers support it.
Hey, Frank, how can people find out more about the Small Business Chamber of Commerce here in South Carolina?
Absolutely. Just go to our website. Just go online and look for South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. We'll come up. I'd love to hear from people what they have to say. And thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity coming on here and sharing this word.
Yeah, please continue to share information in terms of things that you're on your radar. We'd be happy to bring you back. Lastly, I know with the turn of the year, the legislature getting ready to return to session. In 2025, lawmakers in the state of South Carolina passed some laws pertaining to liquor liability insurance, and I'm sure this has been on your radar for quite some time, given that many small businesses, restaurants, bars are impacted by this. Did we go far enough with that, or is there still more work to be done when it comes to the massive amounts of dollars that some of these small restaurants and bars have to pay just to be able to serve liquor to their patrons?
Well, the insurance companies are certainly going to be back for another bite of that apple because they want to lower their costs. But here's the thing. The bill that passed last year to try to help restaurants and bars reduce their liability coverage for the sale of alcohol, there was nothing in that bill that required them to lower premiums. And I talked to one of the authors of the bill, and I said, there's nothing in this bill that says that the insurance companies have to reduce their premiums. He said, no, there's not. He says, but they know that if they don't, we're going to come after them. Well, I don't know that. I hope that they do. But again, here's another example of big companies with a lot of money coming in and trying to make good on what they want and basically push small businesses forward and say, oh, we're doing it for them. Well, if they're not reducing the premiums, then they're not doing it for small business.
I mean, so we pass a law, but actually we're not really going to require any of this to actually come to fruition where we can help save our small businesses from potentially going bankrupt and out of business because of these ridiculous skyrocketing costs when it comes to all their liability insurance. Frank, thanks so much. A wide-ranging conversation, short period of time. Let's do it again soon.
Great. Just invite me back.
All right, you're in. Let's go. Frank Knapp is the president and CEO of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. No doubt as the session picks up over in Columbia, we'll be talking with Frank. He's got his finger on the pulse when it comes to small business all across the Palmetto State.